Speaking of, dude, speaking of race and U.S. politics, Le Maire, dude, on the way here, almost, I mean, I thought that he was only, I thought literally he's either going to get like dead or in jail, dude, on the way here.
Why? What happened?
We got pulled over.
Pulled over. He was driving again. I was chilling.
Stop letting him drive your car.
I listened to sci-fi audio. Like,
why?
I listened to sci-fi audio.
Hold on. Hold on. You can listen and drive. Why are you driving? Why is he driving?
It's so chill.
He's driving Miss Daisy.
Is he driving? Dude, it's so chill not driving. I put on sci-fi audiobooks. And
I prefer driving.
Chill, dude. Really?
Yeah, I like driving.
See, I used to be the same. I had passenger anxiety where it's kind of like, slow down. But Le Maire's like steady on the wheel. Yeah, Le Maire's steady on the wheel.
Except for today.
Today you weren't even going that fast. You're going 85 miles an hour. That was
fast as hell.
What are you talking about?
85 is pretty fast.
In a 2019
fast.
CRV?
That's going fast, dude.
You think so on the turnpike?
85 is pretty fast.
It's up there. 90s, yeah. I'm like, all right, 90, I'm on, this is a bit much.
Yeah.
But on the turnpike,
let's get that
though,
dehumidifier going.
True.
I like it. It's part of, look, we're in my parents' basement, dude. There might be some noise in the back.
Yeah, we don't want to, you know, we don't want to humidify, over-humidify
nothing
the environment.
Worse.
Dude, so we're driving. That was a sound, Lemaire. Okay, cool.
You can turn it off. Don't you dare touch my dad's humidifier.
Empty the drip tray.
You can touch it.
Empty the drip. Make sure the drip
is not.
Come
drip
on,
Lemaire.
Dude, so we're driving. I'm passaging. I think we're listening. No, we weren't even listening to Neuromancer yet. I think we were just listening to music.
Roy Harper.
Yeah, yeah. I was hitting him with like acoustic gods and like soft percussion the whole way up. Somehow he caught some speed, dude. His foot got heavy on the pedal. Dude, I look at the map and go, oh, Lemaire says a speed trap, and we just pass a cop.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, so the guy starts coming behind us. Lemaire's like, he's not going to pull us over. Like, Lemaire, this guy's definitely pulling us over. He's reading my plates right now. He's going to pull us over. Dude, Black State Trooper comes.
Jackpot.
Major pain. It could go either way.
Major pain to you?
Go either way. He was cool. But he was, you could tell this guy, I mean, if this guy wasn't a troop, I would give him an Oscar. He must have been like a Marine or something.
Oh, really?
Comes up. This guy was.
They all do pretend to be Marines.
True. And that's
they
what
all
I
wish they were Marines.
Dude, but I was like, you know, this guy comes up. I'd been waiting to interact with police in this way. Yeah. I've been excited because I wanted to do cop talk.
Yeah.
So because I had that thing, it was from when Brittany was a cop. I had like officer's boyfriend, but I was.
That would look like.
True.
You were his husband.
True.
Officer's husband, if you're like, this is
but
my
it has
daddy.
Her picture.
He's driving.
It has her picture.
He would have been furious.
Lemaire's fucking black cop daddy scared him straight.
He's your black cop daddy.
No. Lemaire's black cop daddy pulled us over.
Well, Lemaire's, that's your grandpa. Because that's your black cop daddy. No, Lemaire's your daddy, dude. You have the off the eye.
But
whatever.
There's a picture. Brittany's picture's in it.
All right.
So
there's a picture.
So the cop pulls us over. I was like, fine. I've been waiting to be pulled over to see if this works. I go, sir, you know, I was like, you know, my bad. I'll get all my paperwork together. I go, but I would see, you know, if you can give us a professional courtesy. I was like, my wife's down. She was down in Philadelphia for a while. Hit her with the picture. This dude could not be less interested. He goes, do you have your license and registration? Completely gone. I
said,
not a big deal. But dude, old criminal, Lemeezy, dude. When he goes to get his license, he grabs his jacket. And, dude, the fucking car stinks like weed now. When he moves his jacket, I go, great, dude. What the hell? And the whole time, I'm just kind of laughing at this whole situation. Yeah. Like, this is ridiculous. So before the cop comes, he moves his jacket. My car smells like weed. I go, great. So we're sitting there. The cop comes. He's, you know, I don't have any of my paperwork, of course. I call Brittany. I'm like, Brittany, can you please send me all my stuff?
Yeah.
Send me my stuff. Everything was fine, going smooth. I'm like, yo, here's the deal. And the guy was being pretty cool.
Doing a podcast.
Yeah. So, Lee, what are you doing? I said, oh, working, doing a podcast. He's like,
oh,
the guy did, like, anything we said just bounced right off him. Fucking, he gives us our stuff back and he goes, you're smoking weed in here?
Oh, no.
And I was like, we were not smoking weed.
Oh, no.
Here. Well, dude, for some reason, something told me to grab my vaporizer. I have not been smoking weed at all. I grabbed my vaporizer sitting right there and I said, officer, no one's smoking weed. This is my vaporizer. Here's my medical marijuana card. You're probably smelling that. And he goes, no. And he goes, look at me. I'm talking to the driver. He goes, look at me. You're smoking weed today? And he goes, At 5 a.m.
No, you fucking idiot.
Dumbass. I'm like, dude. Yeah.
At 5 a.m?
Yeah. Fuck?
What a stupid answer.
So that is Black Cop Daddy, dude.
Looks he's scared. He's stressed.
I was panicked, dude. I couldn't drive after.
I had to buy a drive. I needed to take him to the turn, but I needed to go to a rest stop. He had to get a Pepsi.
Yeah, Roy Rogers.
He had to get a Pepsi.
Pepsi and Roy Rogers. He got some curly fries, dude.
His Black Cop Daddy shook him, dude.
Why would you? Wait, he stuck his head in the window and said, have you been smoking weed? And LeMaire said, 5 a.m.
I turned and I'm like, at LeMaire. I'm like, does LeMaire look high? Dude, his eyes were.
Yeah, LeMaire looks high. His eyes are always watering.
His eyes started watering.
He's crying right now.
I turned to look at him. I was like, praying to God, like, LeMaire, you better have your best poker.
Shit.
I turned, like, you better have a poker face. He's like this with water coming out of his eyes. Like, motherfucker, dude. Come on.
Dude, for real.
Yeah, at 5 a.m.
Oh, my God. That's the last. Dude, if I was next to somebody and I was like, you got to have a poker face. LeMaire's the last person I would want to see, dude. Like, God damn it.
He literally looked like a parent just walked in there. He went fully already sorry. His face was sorry. He's going, yeah. And he was smoking weed. Yeah. I was like, we were not smoking weed in this car. LeMaire goes, yes, at 5 a.m.
Why?
Like,
why?
Oh, fucking 5 a.m.
I'm a bad liar. I couldn't
hit
like.
Panic.
I'm a bad
liar. Hit the panic button.
I didn't want to lie. I thought I was going to tell the truth. I didn't want to lie. But.
Oh, dude, I was telling LeMaire. I was like, if this cop took you out and started beating you, I would have jumped in.
Dude, jumped in. Help, dude.
You fucking dumbass, dude. You're my fucking car towed.
Oh, fuck.
I told him I would have had to have jumped in.
So what happened? What did the guy say?
He was cool. He was super fucking cool, dude. He was just like, you know, he gave us a ticket, and then he was like, yeah, man, like, you guys just fucking chill. There's a million cops out here. Take it easy. And I was like, dude, I even told him, I said, bro, take it easy. I love you. I appreciate what you're doing.
I love you, man. Cop Daddy.
Even though I'm incurring financial ban,
yes.
I said, bro, there's no hard feelings on this side. I want you to be safe. Be good. I was so happy. I wanted to talk to cops, dude.
Yeah, talking to cops seems fun.
So, dude, we had a dense moment there where it could have went either way. Like, they can rip, you know, they can take your blood and shit.
Fucking right, dude, especially when the guy says yes.
But 5 a.m, he claimed time sanctuary. He was like, yeah, but it was, the sun wasn't up.
That's state law, dude. That's Commonwealth law. Sun's down, you can do it, dude.
I'll never forget his face. You were smoking weed. Yes. Like, dude, shut
what
the fuck?
Fuck?
I'm like, why did you say that? Because I already had a perfect story. Like, this is the weed. It's my vapor, and he just fucking again.
Dude, him stonewalling the.
He asked
the fucking medical marijuana card. He was like.
It was LeMaire's Black Cop Daddy, dude. I was just some shitty white friend, dude. I was a spoiled white brat, dude.
Stoner white brat. Just sitting there.
This is ridiculous. But no, he actually, he was like, let me see that thing again. He goes, yeah, someone gave me a fake one of these recently. And I was like, bro, this is legit. I was naming districts. Yeah, I was like, nice. Bro, this is legit.
Yeah, you got
it. I didn't include the fact that she quit, but you know.
You dominate, dude. You're good at that.
I was telling
you're very good at the Bemezi. Fucking.
Did I not have ice water in the veins or what?
Yeah.
Dude, calm. You're fucking Kobe out there. You're clutch.
I'll tell you what. Remember when you and me got pulled over in South Carolina? I was a little too calm. Dude.
You were going nuts.
I was a little too cool for school.
You were bucking against the cops.
I was laughing at
him. I knew it. That was a
like,
young
dude,
cop.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Yeah, maybe I'm pretty bad too. I might be just as bad as LeMaire. Just like, dude, this guy's so funny.
We were smoking out of a weed pipe that was like that big.
We were talking about the judge, was it?
You guys were blazing nugs. Can I see the glass?
Was it a sick cherry? Was it? What's that called? The ember?
Wait, was the pipe cherried? It was still cherried. Who hit it last? Did you hold your breath in for 10 seconds? Nice.
That fucking cop was so lame.
That was a young cop,
South Carolina guy.
Yeah, you have to yes sir, young cops. This guy was like mid eight. You know, he was like
a good daddy.
Boy, his old man's Black Cop Daddy. LeMaire will never forget his Black Cop Daddy, dude. I mean, he was breaking the fucking law, dude.
Yeah, I'm never breaking the law again. I'm driving 70 on the highway until I die.
No weed until, smoke your weed at 3 a.m. 5 a.m. I like threw, he said that and I was like.
Yeah.
What the fuck would you say 5 a.m? Dude, say yesterday, man.
What were you doing at 5 in the morning smoking weed?
That's a good question.
What the hell are you up to?
I wasn't smoking weed at 5 in the morning.
What? It was probably like 10 a.m. Yeah.
It definitely was. Definitely on the way to your house.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Did you smoke on the way to Matt's?
I smoked before I went to Matt's. I smoked at my house, yeah.
Dude, I'm telling it was bottom lip puckered out, dude. Just fucking.
Can you make the face? Can I see the face?
Just tears, moisture coming out of his eyes. Because I'm like, Lemaire, open your eyes up, brighten him up. He just,
he can't open his eyes.
Dude. That dude looked like he had a hook in his mouth, dude. He's fucking pulling him out of the water, dude. Look, he's pulled him off the bottom of the ocean.
You do look like one of those fish. You look like a deep sea fish.
Anyway, I think he fully took mercy, bro, because you gave him full obedience, full subservience. That was he fully went.
No ticket.
He could have. It's like 100. Yeah, we got to pay.
All right.
Yeah. But there's no points, no nothing.
All right.
But yeah, I'll do the fucking. I'll do the driving from now on, dude. As soon as he got pulled over, I was like, man, I wish I was driving. I'd be able. This would be so much easier if I was driving. He grabbed his coat and it was just like whoosh, my whole car just stopped. I was like, God damn it, LeMaire.
Dude, can you imagine if I was in the passenger seat because he came to passenger side? I'd be ruined.
You'd have to do all the talking. Yeah. I would have leaned right over you.
Yeah.
Black Cop Daddy would have, dude, he would have pulled you right out of there. Yeah, it was so funny seeing his Black Cop Daddy on the way to here. It was, I was cackling the rest of the way. It was nice.
Damn.
It was
what an odd couple to pull over, too.
I was telling him.
This is a drug deal.
Well, dude, that was the thing. I was telling him, like, LeMaire, the car's in my wife's name. So I was like, he saw a black guy driving a lady's car. He was probably salivating.
Oh,
being like, this is, I'm getting something. I'm getting an 8-ball of coke. Something's
definitely
coming from this.
Definitely.
I'll be off of a trap, like, speeder detail.
Fucking run the jewels, dude.
Yeah.
Pulled over, run the jewels.
It threw him for an absolute loop because I was, like, excited to talk to him and, like, chop it up with him. And he was just like, dude,
like,
shut
this
up.
Is so sick.
The mayor was just like, we had no, I had zero paperwork. I was like, here you go. He's like, this is from last year. And I was like, 23?
Oh,
he's like, that was January 23. I was
you know, COVID.
Come on, man.
Come on,
man.
Everything was shut down.
Thank God for Brittany. I will say that something about her, dude. I'm like, yo, where's all my paperwork for my car?
You got it.
Texted in two seconds. She goes, where is it? I'm like, I don't know, man. Fucking.
Yeah.
I was laughing. She doesn't like that kind of stuff, but. Oh,
that's fun, though.
Yeah. It was so fucking fun. I had her on the phone the whole
time. That's worth $150. Seeing LeMaire's fucking.
Dude, it was worth every
sad
penny.
Sad face.
Every penny. I might go 120 the whole way back.
Yeah. See if you can get a little bit of a scared face out of LeMaire again.
I might hold a gun to LeMaire's head and be like, go.
Yeah. How do you fucking, you know, you gotta let LeMaire go when you see LeMaire making sad face.
Dude, I'm telling you, he had the moment. He could have turned it up. He could have cranked it up to 10. And he went, man, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
He was like, get the fuck
wherever
out
you two are going. Whatever you two fucking. We're going to my friend's basement in Mechanicsburg to record a comedy show. And you're singing karaoke in a coffee shop. I wish this guy could have seen the rest of your day.
Imagine if he blocked that fucking moment.
What a moment.
That's on me for talking fast and loose about karaoke, dude. And the